This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared a glimpse through the social media that how Make in India is propelling India's economy onto the global stage. The thread said, Indian bicycles are becoming a global sensation with exports surging to the UK, Germany and the Netherlands. This growth highlights India's rising influence in international markets. Made in Bihar boots are now part of the Russian army's gear, showcasing the unexpected global reach of Indian products. This milestone reflects India's growing influence in international defense markets and the high quality of its manufacturing capabilities. Indian products dominated Amazon's Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales, highlighting their global appeal. This success story showcases the international demand for Made in India items and India's growing presence in global e-commerce markets. The government has revised the composition of Niti Aayog. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been excluded as ex officio member along with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. According to a government notification, the special invitees are Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari, Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Steel Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, MSME Minister Jitin Ram Manji, Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramamohan Naidu, Tribal Affairs Minister Joel Oram, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi, Food Processing Minister Chirag Paswan and Minister for Planning Rao Inderjeet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remains the chairperson of Niti Aayog, while Suman Berry will continue to hold the vice president post. The full-time members are V.K. Saraswat, Professor Ramesh Chand, Dr. V.K. Paul and Anand Virmani. Gujarat government has announced reduction in fees in state-run 13 medical colleges. The decision was taken at cabinet meeting held yesterday. The move comes after the protest by students and political parties over a notification issued by the state government last month for hiking fees at GMERS College for 2024-25. Briefing media in Gandhinagar, State Health Minister Rishikesh Patel said the decision was taken in the interest of students and will be applicable for 2,100 seats in 13 state-run medical colleges from the academic year 2024-25. He informed that as per the new decision, the existing fee of 5.5 lakh rupees for the government quota has been reduced to 3.75 lakh rupees and the fees in the management quota has been brought down to 12 lakh rupees from 17 lakh rupees. India has successfully concluded its fourth periodic review by the Human Rights Committee under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ICCPR, in Geneva. The Indian delegation was co-led by Attorney General for India, R. Venkataramani, and Solicitor General of India, Tushar Mehta. The fourth periodic review of India saw the Indian delegation engaging in constructive dialogue with the members of the Human Rights Committee on a wide range of issues related to civil and political rights and showcasing India's commitment, actions and achievements in these areas. In Kerala, authorities have declared holiday in educational institutions in 8 districts today due to continued heavy rains in the state. The districts where the holiday has been declared are Kannur, Kozhikode, Wayanad, Palakkad, Thrissur, Alappuzha and Kottayam. The holiday applies to all educational institutions including tuition centres, Anganwadis and colleges. However, according to the authorities, there will be no changes to the previously scheduled exams. 6 people, including an Indian national, were killed in an attack on Ali bin Abi Talib Mosque in Muscat, Oman. The Indian embassy in Oman informed about the casualty on social media platform X, stating that another Indian had been injured in the gun attack last night. The 3 unidentified gunmen were killed on the spot during the exchanged gunfire with the Omani security troops. The Indian women's cricket team landed in Colombo yesterday to take part in the Asia Cup T20 tournament scheduled to begin from Friday in Dembula, Sri Lanka. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue will kick off their campaign against arch-rival Pakistan on the opening day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.